Today's scripture reading, the first one is from Psalms 24. It's on page 862 in your pew Bible, and we're going to read verse 1 to 6. The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it, and he founded it on the seas and established it on the waters. Who may ascend the mountain of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place? The one who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not trust in an idol or swear by a false god. They will receive blessing from the Lord and vindication from God their Savior. Such is the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face, God of Jacob. The second reading is from Leviticus chapter 19, 1 to 2 and 9 to 18, and it's on page 184 in your pew Bible. Various laws. The Lord said to Moses, "Speak to the entire assembly of Israel and say to them, 'Be holy, because I, the Lord your God, am holy. When you reap the harvest of your land, do not reap to the very edges of your field or gather the gleanings of your harvest. Do not go over your vineyard a second time or pick up the grapes that have fallen. Leave them for the poor and the foreigner. I am the Lord your God. Do not steal. Do not lie. Do not deceive one another. Do not swear falsely by my name and so profane the name of your God. I am the Lord. Do not defraud or rob your neighbor. Do not hold back the wages of a hired worker overnight. Do not curse the deaf or put a stumbling block in front of the blind, but fear your God. I am the Lord. Do not pervert justice. Do not show partiality to the poor or favoritism to the great, but judge your neighbor fairly. Do not go about spreading slander among your people, and do not do anything that endangers your neighbor's life. I am the Lord. Do not hate a fellow Israelite in your heart. Rebuke your neighbor frankly so you will not share in their guilt, and do not seek revenge or bear a grudge against anyone among your people, but love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord." This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks, Vicki.
You're welcome.
Our gospel reading today is going to come from John 13, verses 31 through 35, page 1674 in your pew Bibles. So John 13, starting at verse 31. When he was gone, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will glorify the Son in himself, and will glorify him at once. My children, I will be with you only a little longer, and you will look for me. And just as I have told the Jews, so I tell you now, where I am going, you cannot come. A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for all the blessings that you have provided for us this day. We thank you that we have the ability, and in order to show your love, we can share them with others. Fill our hearts and minds with your word and understanding so that we might reveal you, be a light to shine into this world around us. We ask these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I almost felt like I was off the hook when Bruce started this morning. I kidded with him last week. I said, "So he's getting used to reading my sermons." It was like, "Well, this week you write it and I'll read it." So I'm still looking for it, Bruce. I got thinking about this Sunday and what we were going to talk about. And I lost my notes. That ain't good. How did we manage to do that? lost without my notes. So this morning, I did get up and I was preparing as I read my sermon about 400 times and hope I can remember it. The older I get, the harder it gets. But I got praying and thinking about the choir wasn't going to be here. And so I got thinking about a song that I wrote years ago that really has to do with what we're going to talk about today. And I couldn't tell you how long ago this was. Maybe Bonnie could, I don't know. Long time ago. And it's really not a, wasn't written for a church service. Actually, I probably wrote it when I first came to the Lord and started thinking about how I got here. And I called it Fine Things, and it's really a story in itself, but it's really simple. But I think it'll put us in the right mindset. A small boy on a corner, standing like a loner, asked an old man for a game he could play. So he told him very slowly to look very boldly, look for the things that are thrown away. And then he sang, "Fine things like stones or like string, fine joy in girls and in boys, find love and living, the old with the new, find peace in giving from me to you." Well, this young man, well, he went far, wasn't happy because his heart wasn't looking for what he could see, until he saw a small boy not playing with a toy, but singing with this man he'd seen. Sang, "Fine things like stones or like string, fine joy in girls and in boys, find love and living with the old with the new, find peace and giving from me." Well, a small boy on a corner, standing like a loner, asked an old man for a game he could play. Let's see what we can find in our scripture today. It talks about love a lot. So when I got first reading this, I thought we need to get some perspective of what's really going on here in the Gospel of John. So in this first part of John, when it was recorded, it says when he was gone. Well, when who was gone? Well, when, so this is taking place right after, well, during the Last Supper, actually, that we celebrated before Jesus headed to the cross. And so he says, when it says when he was gone, it's talking about Judas. So just kind of envision this. So they're all sitting there, and Judas gets up and he kind of slinks out the door. And as the door closes behind this betrayer, all of a sudden Jesus realizes what's going on.
And maybe he knew all along. I don't know. But I'm thinking sometimes things even surprise Jesus, but he knows when it happens. And he knows it's the Lord working. But he knows that as Judas leaves that door, that it's his time to glorify, to be glorified, and to be glorified God. When we read that, it sounds kind of strange. It says, so it tells us in the scripture, it says, so Jesus spoke to them, when the Son of Man will be glorified, and through that action, so will God be glorified in him. So not only is Jesus proclaiming that at this time, this glorification process is to be revealed, but with Judas' departure, it tells us this process to begin right now. What's it mean to be glorified? Anybody know? If you look it up in the dictionary, what's it say? Anybody know? I want you to read it a little bit different. Instead of using the word glorified, use honored. Because that's what this is all about. This is what Jesus is talking about. Think about it. So when Jesus leaves, when Judas leaves, Jesus is there and he says, okay, guys, now, this is what's going to happen. I have a mission to do and you can't come. Because like I told the Jews before, where I'm going, you can't come. Because this is my hour to be honored. And I'm honored. And by my way I'm being honored, it's going to honor God. And he's talking about going to the cross. He considers it an honor to go to the cross. How many would be there? But if we love one another, as Christ loved us, it would be our honor to go to that cross now, wouldn't it? If we're supposed to be like him. But Jesus says, you can't come here. You can't go where I'm going. But what's he do? He gives them a new command. And this new command is their mission, isn't it? This new command is to love one another. Love one another. I got looking at that in Scripture, and I got thinking about, what is this new command? But it's really not new at all now, is it? In Deuteronomy 6:4-6, it says, it was given to God's chosen people, as he says, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength. And these commands that I give you today are to be upon your hearts. This isn't a new command he used to have in him, is it? It says, do not seek, in Leviticus 19:18, we just read this, it says, do not seek revenge or bear grudge against one of your people. But love your neighbor as yourself, for I am the Lord. I am the Lord. Think about that. That's a reminder of what we read in Psalms 24, wasn't it? I am the Lord. It says the earth is the Lord's and everything in it and the world and all who live in it. So what is this new command that he's given to the disciples? It really insists that all of their attitudes towards one another become actions. Think about that. Attitudes need to become actions. So he says, just as I've loved you, you should also love one another. And by this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. That's what it said. So Jesus had, he's set an example of doing, right? Think about it. If you read earlier in the text in John, it says when they first came to this Last Supper, what did Jesus do? He washed their feet. I don't know if I've ever volunteered to wash anybody's feet. But think about it. Jesus did. He sets the example for us. And no task is too lowly now, is it? No task that we do comes out of ourselves, but it's to honor God, isn't it? So we're given the honor. We're given the glory that we receive, the honor that we receive, so that we might honor God. Because he's the maker of everything. He owns everything. All that we see. So in other words, he proclaims that we're not just to do, but we're to love one another. So how do we as Christians, as his children, as his disciples, I mean, how do we follow this pathway of love that he sets out in front of us? Let me tell you a little story. So there was a meeting of the parish committee, relations committee, and they decided at the beginning, the leader of the committee says, I want you to watch this 30 second, this short little film. And so, and it's a film about a zoo, and then the zookeeper is in the monkey house. I'd been scratching my head if I was sitting there watching this, but in this monkey house. So what happens here, the monkeys are getting fed, and the trainer decides that it's time to teach the monkeys something. So what she does is she goes out there, and she takes a jar, and it's just got a tiny opening in it, and she fills it full of the delicacies monkeys like, you know, bananas and peels and whatever monkeys eat, but has a small opening. And the monkeys are all watching. And pretty soon, one of them figures out that he can get his hand down in there. Well, he grabs a handful of it, and guess what? He can't get his fist back out, that full hand. So he's banging on it and thrashing it, trying to open this thing up to get his hand, but he can't let his hand out. But after a while, he finally figures out that if he wants to get his hand back out, he's got to let go of everything. Well, he lets go of it and pulls his hand out of the jug. Well, the next monkey thinks his hand is different. He sticks his hand in. And the same thing happens. He gets his hand full. He can't get it out. Finally, they figure out that, oh, wait a minute. They pick the jug up and they shake it. And the stuff all comes out. And then everybody has an opportunity to eat from it. They figure out that they have to let go of what God has given to us. It's what the lesson here is, isn't it? God gives us all this stuff, and too many times as Christians, what do? We stick our hand, we're just like the monkey, we stick our hand down in there, we grab onto it, but we can't let go of it. We can't really enjoy this blessing until we release it. Take our hand out and share it with everybody else. Don't we see this too often in our lives, in our world today? Isn't that what happens? We're too much like these monkeys. I was reading my scripture when I was looking at all this, and talking about the words of Leviticus. It tells us pretty much the same thing, doesn't it? That no matter how much holy or ethical behavior we have, does us no good unless we can share what we learn with those around us. Consider this, another story. So it's Thanksgiving Day. And a little girl, 6-year-old girl, she decides to help out at the local dinner with her parents. And she goes, and so she's there, she's serving everybody as they come through the line, and she had the opportunity to serving the rolls. And as they're going through, and she's happy to do it, and pretty soon this guy comes along and puts his plate out, and she puts a hot steaming roll on his plate. And he looks at her and says, little girl, why aren't you home with your family? Why are you here today? Shouldn't you be home with your family? Wouldn't you enjoy it more? She says, well, my granddaddy says that if we're going to be good people and holy people, we need to serve him and everybody else. Guy says, well, that's quite admirable. And then he looks at her and he says, but shouldn't you learn to grow up and be like all the rest of the kids? She says, he puts the roll on a plate and says, well, here's your roll. Now get out of the way. Somebody else needs a roll. When I thought about that, and I got thinking about that story, and I got thinking, isn't how we are too many times? Even if we collect, even if we were one of the monkeys sitting there and we collected some of the food and we're eating of it, do we know enough to get out of the way so somebody else can have it? Do we know how to share? Probably ought to be a mission statement, huh? Get out of the way. Somebody else needs a roll. We forget that we're chosen. 1 Peter in verse 2, in 2nd chapter, verse 9, Peter writes, he says, "You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people, in order that you may proclaim the mighty acts of him who called you out of the darkness into his marvelous light." Or in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus charges his followers. He says, "Let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven." If you were with us at Sunday school this morning, what did we talk about? How do we shine our light so others may know? Isn't that what it told us in Ephesians? Isn't that what Paul wrote? So the only way we can do that is to follow that pathway of love. That's what the writer of Leviticus was trying to teach those people when he gave them the do's and the don'ts. Think about it. He said, he wrote in Leviticus, he says, he pretty much tells us that the do's and the don'ts are the pathway to love, but it's important to remember that we have to know we have to follow. Go follow through on knowing what the don'ts are before we can do the do's. Do the do's, that don't sound right, does it? That's like something we oughtn't do. I mean, think about it. Okay, so we all know some of the don'ts in life, right? You know, don't talk in class. We learned that pretty early on. You know, don't play at work with your computer when you're supposed to be working. I mean, we know these don'ts. There's all kinds of don'ts in this world. I think of mothers. And it's like my mom was always, "Don't throw your dirty clothes on the floor." There's been times I pull up here and I like to say, "Don't park in the preacher's space." How many of you have a list of don'ts? Huh? But the only way you know what the do's are, if you understand what the don'ts are. That's what the people in Moses' time, when he told them not to harvest all of the fields, don't go back there a second time because you need to be able to leave some of the fruit for those who aren't so fortunate. Think about this. They told him that the only way that you could benefit and truly benefit and know how to be glorified by God or be honored by God is to make sure you share his goodness. The only way to quit doing and to love as his children, to love our neighbors, he told them. How do we love our neighbors? Who is our neighbor? Isn't he talking about those who are left behind? Or those maybe we hold a grudge against? Or maybe who's selfish or any different group that we hear about anymore. It's like we got to make sure that we don't limit it. We're not partial. We need to share our love in all who need it. We need to share the blessings that God has given to us. Because by doing that, we have a chance to be glorified, to be honored by God. And he will bless us even more because we honored him. Because we glorified him, we recognize that he's the one who gives us everything. That's our lesson today. So don't be a monkey. Don't get your fist in there and then shake and rattle and roll and get disgusted because you can't use those blessings or you can't have them. Let them go. Put them out there for all to use. Move on. Somebody else needs a roll. But sing, "Oh, how I love Jesus and honor him."